好。
Well, you guys made it. I didn't know how many would be here this morning. I know I woke up and I looked at weather.com and it's like it just had this awful report.
很高兴大家在这个大雪天能够都很安全的到这边来。
But may it be that as we come out here this morning, as we hear God's word, that the gospel would warm our hearts.
我们今天早上听主的信息，会把我们的心暖和起来。
This morning, we're going to continue. We've been walking through the book of Acts together as a church.
我们今天就继续查我们的使徒行传。
I know that we've had Palm Sunday and we've had Easter, and so it's been a little while since we've been in the book of Acts.
因为是这个节日的关系，我们落了一些章节。
But if we look at the book of Acts, Acts is kind of, in some ways, it's kind of, you can kind of look at it as kind of the book that kind of that launches kind of the last period of time before Jesus comes back.
当我们看到这个使徒行传的时候，我们觉得这是在耶稣再来以前是最后一个章节。
So if we look at Acts being the middle, what we can do is we can kind of look backwards, and we can see, we can take a look at God's heart backwards, look at what He desires looking back from Acts.
如果我们把这个使徒行传放在当中的一点的话，我们可以向历史的后面看是怎么样的情形。
And then also from Acts, we can also look forward into history, and we can also look at where the church will be, what the church will look like.
但是我们也可以往前看，看看我们将来教会成长是怎么样的情形。
So for example, if we go back into Genesis, we can kind of get a sense or a feel of God's heart and what he desires.
假如我们想一想，我们如果看到创世纪的话，我们看到神对我们人类有什么计划。
God said to Abraham in Genesis 22, he said this, he said, I will bless you richly. I will multiply your descendants into countless millions, like the stars of the sky and the sands on the seashore. They will conquer their enemies, and through your descendants, all the nations will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me.
在创世纪里面22:18-19，上帝告诉亚伯兰说，他说我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得仇敌的城门，并且地上为万国都因为你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Now, many historians say that this was when God said this to Abraham, this was about 2,000 years before Christ was born.
我们看这个话的话，发生的情形是在耶稣降生以前2000以前，亚伯拉罕告诉。
And already 2,000 years before Jesus was born, God already was revealing His heart for people, for all the nations.
在这个耶稣降生的时候，我们看到他2000年以前已经是上帝已经告诉他上帝的心里面有怎么样的想法。
His plan was not just to include just Jews, you know, of course Christianity, where God chose to begin His plans with Jewish people, but it was not just for Jews. But God, if we look backwards, we already see many, many years ago that God was like, oh no, I have a vision. I have something I have that I want to reach all people.
我们可以看到上帝的计划里面并不是限于只是犹太人，而是他的上帝有对我们世界上各种不同的人类，他都有救赎的计划。
And then if we fast forward past the book of Acts, Acts takes place around 30 AD, so Christ, 33 AD, Christ, around there is where Christ was crucified, and then the book of Acts starts.
我们这个使徒行传就是讲到基督耶稣被钉死的时候，大概是主后的30年，我们的圣徒的继续的计划，他们要做的事情。
But if we fast forward and we look into the future, we also see what the church will look like.
我们也看到将来的前瞻，我们的教会是变成怎么样的情形。
says this in Revelation 7, and we don't quite know when this future will be.
我们当看启示录的时候，我们看将来是怎么样的情形。
Revelation 7 says, after this, this is John, and he's looking out in this vision, and he sees the church. He says, I saw a vast crowd.
在启示录里面第七章第九说，老约翰他看到神子，告诉他，他说我看到很多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各地各族各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前。
And when John is looking out into this vast crowd, church, you're among that crowd. Then when he sees this vision of this church that will be, he sees all the people. Anyone who is called on the name of Jesus Christ will be in this vast crowd.
老约翰有这个意象，就是他觉得将来的教会就是各种各族的人都会站在耶稣的面前。
And he's looking out and he says, this crowd, as I look out, it's too great to count. There's just these vast amounts of people.
约翰可以看到这么多人在他的面前都是站在耶稣的面前。
But he notices something. When he looks out into the crowd and he sees just maybe thousands and hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of people, what he notices is he says, there were people from every nation, every tribe, every language was there. Like when he's like, when I look out, I saw people from all different places, from all different nations, speaking all different languages, all different tribes. They were all out in this crowd.
当约翰看到这些这么多人的时候，可能是几千人、几万人，甚至上百人，他们有各种不同的语言、各种不同文化，都站在他面前，就是会追随主。
And so, if we look backwards in Genesis, we see God's heart was always, He always had a heart for all kinds of people. And then, if we look forward, we see where the church will be one day, where the church will be like, when I look out and I see all the nations together, and they're all in front of the throne.
我们刚刚提到，我们看到在启示在创世纪里面，上帝已经把他的心放在我们个人的身上，有救赎的计划。然后在后面的路也是可以看到，我们的教会有各种的不同的人类都在这里敬奉耶稣。
And so here we are in the middle. Here's the church right now in present day in the middle of. We know the past. We know we visualize where the church is going, and here we are in the middle.
我们现在站在地位好像是在这个使徒行传当中的地方，我们看到从前神对我们人类的计划，也看到将来教会是怎么样的情形。
I imagine that we are, well, the Bible calls them, we are in the last days. This is the last time here. We are getting closer and closer to this vision being fully realized.
我们可以想象到我们今天的地位是主来的日子是越来越近，然后教会是形成怎么样的情形。
And so, church, if we can visualize in our minds, if we can see just like the picture is given to us in Revelation of what the church is, what would it look like? What would it look like for the church, Big C Church, to begin to realize that now, to begin to move in that direction of that picture today?
如果我们现在从启示录的角度看来，我们可以想象到我们将来的教会是什么前瞻是什么样的情形。
When all the people, all the nations, all the tribes, all the languages were standing before the throne of God and they were saying, Salvation comes from God on the throne and from the Lamb.
我们看到不同的语言、不同的人、种族、不同的医治、各种世界上不同的群体都是会得到上帝的救赎。
However, in order for the church, and I'm saying not just OCC, but I'm saying for the Big C Church, the worldwide church, to realize that point.
我们现在谈的是世界上所有的教会，不只是限制在我们欧克兰华人教会。
The church will always need new works, new movements of the Holy Spirit.
我们所有的教会都需要有一个新的意向，有一个新的动力向前走。
It is really clear that the church doesn't have the ability to realize this vision without the work of the Spirit.
教会如果没有圣灵的感动，是很难往前走的。
If it were so, if the church didn't need the Holy Spirit after Jesus would have ascended, God would have said, "After I go, after I ascend."Just start going out. Just like start moving out. What I told you, the plan that I told you, just moving out.
我们看当初主耶稣定死的时候，如果他升天的那一阵，他可以就是说叫他的门徒马上可以替他做他的新的工作。
But Jesus didn't say that. He said, you know, when I ascend, I want you to wait for the Holy Spirit because, again, without the Spirit, you won't have the power to carry out this plan.
但是为什么主耶稣没有这样做？他们叫他的使徒们都等着一些日子，然后等到耶稣把圣灵降在他们的身上的时候，他才这样子做。因为所有的新的工作没有圣灵是做不成的。
And so this is what we see this morning in the story that we're looking at. We see a new work, a new movement of the Holy Spirit within the church.
我们今天就是要看到一个在教会里面神给一个新的任务给教会里。
It used to be in the beginning it was just a church of just Jews.
从前第一刚刚开始的时候，教会也只有犹太人他们的教会。
And then it was a church that went from a Jewish church to a Jewish and Judean church and Samaritan church.
所以发展的时候，刚刚开始的是一个犹太人教会，后来发展到犹大地，然后又发展到撒玛利亚。
And this morning, because of the work of the Spirit, it moves from goes to a Jewish, Judean, Samaritan, and Ethiopian church.
但是我们看到这节的时候，又看到他从这个犹大地传到撒玛利亚，现在要传到非洲。
And so the church will always need new movements of the Holy Spirit to move her forward.
所以教会总是受到圣灵的感动，都是往前走的。
Our families, our personal families, our families will always need new initiatives, new movements of the Holy Spirit to grow us, to mature us as a people.
我们家庭也是一样，需要有新的动力，然后带着我们的家庭更成熟往前走。
So the question that we want to ask, that we want to look for the answer this morning is how do we position ourselves as a church? How do we position ourselves as families to be ready for a new movement of the Holy Spirit?
我们今天要寻找到答案，就是像我们是一个家庭，或者是个人，或者教会，怎么样才能推动我们向前走
？How do we have the right heart and kind of the right posture where we're kind of just ready, so that when the Lord moves, the church and our families can move along with the Holy Spirit？
像我们知道我们怎么样有一个新的动力，怎么样新的态度可以带我们向前走？
Okay, so let's open up your Bibles, or again, you can follow along on the screen, but it's Acts chapter 8. We're looking at Acts chapter 8 this morning.
现在把我们圣经打开来，看到《使徒行传》第八章二十六节到四十节。
We're in Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 26.
我们现在看到第八章二十六节，《使徒行传》。
It says this, As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him,Go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candake, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, Go over...and walk alongside beside the carriage. Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, hey, do you understand what you are reading?
在这个二十六节的开始说，有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来，向南走，往那耶路撒冷下加色的路上去。那路是旷野。腓力就起身去了，不料有一个安提亚伯人，是个大权的太监，在安提亚伯的女王甘大利的手下，总管宁库。他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了，现在回来，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓力说：“你靠近那车走。”腓力就跑到太监那里。听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他：“ 你所念的，你明白吗？
Okay, so up to this point, church, this is kind of what it looks like, right? I don't know if you can see this. I can't make it any bigger, but here we are. This is where the church started. This is modern day. This would be Israel today, right? There's Jerusalem. And remember, the church started right there. Started right there in Jerusalem. That's where the disciples were waiting. And Jesus was really clear with his instructions. He said, look, once the Holy Spirit comes, I want you, church, to go to Judea, preach the word, tell about me in Jerusalem first, then in Judea, then in Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth, all over.
你们看这个那个图片上面，这个耶路撒冷当中这很小的圆圈是红的，是非常小的教会。但是耶稣叫他们说，你要扩展到犹大地，就是那个黄色的那个圈子里面。他说还不够，你要到上面的撒玛利亚去，就是那个红的那个大的圈圈。所以你们要到地极去传我的福音。
And so remember what was happening was in Jerusalem, the disciples were displaying the power of Jesus. They were preaching the gospel in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的教会，他们这些门徒们就传耶稣的福音。
But then heavy persecution broke out. Like the leaders in Jerusalem were beginning to take Christians and they were beginning to place Christians in jail.
但是在耶路撒冷的时候，我们上次谈过，受到很大的逼迫，他们把这些人就是下到监里面去。
And so because there was heavy persecution, Christians were being thrown into jail, the Christians scattered. They're like, we got to get out of here. This is, people are being thrown in jail. So Christians began to move out, into Judea and up into Samaria.
因为看到很多基督徒被坐牢，所以他们都很害怕，所以呢开始向各处逃散，就是你们看到就是向到像犹大地。
But remember, church, that the Jews did not connect with Samaritans at all. They had a very strong historical and cultural, like an animosity between these two cultures. And so, if the church was left on its own, the church was just, it would have preferred probably just to stay in Jerusalem.
所以呢，但是犹太人他们跑到像这个撒玛利亚这些地方，因为他们犹太人对撒玛利亚是很敌视的，他根本不去沾惹他们的，所以呢，就让他们这些信徒就跑到这个撒玛利亚去了。
The disciples probably never would have either gone into Samaria or maybe they would have skipped over Samaria, but because the Lord allowed persecution, because the Lord allowed this.The church was like almost pushed out. It was almost like God said almost, it was almost like as if God was saying, look, if I don't move the church, if my hand doesn't move, the church will probably just stay in Jerusalem. The gospel will just stay here. So sometimes in our lives, it's like God allows something so that he's like, I just need the church to move forward.I've got purposes for the church.
这就是其实也就是上帝的旨意，因为受到这些信徒受到犹太人的逼迫，他们就到各地去。所以我们对我们也是一样，有时候我们有困难的时候，我们就会成全上帝的旨意。
And again, remember, there are people. This is real time. So people, I'm sure people were like probably crying out, calling out to God, "Why are you jailing us? Why are we being put in jail? We're trying to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, and yet." Yet our brothers and sisters are being thrown into jail.
当时这些信徒也会向上帝抱怨说，为什么我传你的福音，而我们的弟兄姐妹都受这么大的迫害。
So sometimes, church, I think God will go, I'm allowing something heavy in your life, not because I'm punishing you, but because I just want you, church, I have a vision for where I want you, church, to be.I want you to mature as a church. I want you to fulfill my purposes, and so I will allow something heavy in your life.
所以在我看来，就是上帝会允许这件发生，因为他不要我们限制在当时一个小的角落，而是要到各地去传播他的福音。
So that you will grow, so that you will move forward.
你会成长。
So that you will look and feel and know me more.
所以他就。上帝就知道你一定是需要上帝和你同在。
But Philip, he was in Jerusalem and he had already gone to Samaria and he was already preaching the gospel, fulfilling God's purposes, in Samaria.
上次我们也谈过，腓力已经到过撒玛利亚去了，他在撒里面传教，就是使得撒玛利亚人信他。
So the Bible doesn't exactly say where Philip is, where he started, but it does say that he is supposed to go south on the road towards Gaza.
书上没有很明确的说那个故事发生的时候，腓力人是在哪里，但是他是从这个犹大地往南走。
And then the Spirit tells Philip to run alongside a carriage carrying an Ethiopian official.
圣灵告诉他，他就走在一个马车的旁边。
And you guys, these are strange commands. I look at what the Bible, when we read the Bible, and we see a command of God, and it's like a strange command. I can't imagine receiving the command to just go south.
上我们当念圣经的时候，我们觉得很不了解上帝的旨意，用为什么要告诉他向南走。
I imagine if I was Philip, I would go, if I receive this command, I would go like, to go south to do what? To do what, Lord?
假如我是腓力的话，我当时会想，你知道，上帝啊，你是什么意思？你为什么叫我向南走？
But what I notice about Philip is that even though the command was a bit strange, it was a little bit vague, when the Spirit says, when the angel of the Lord says to Philip, go south, Philip got on the road and started heading south.
但是我们看到这个腓力人就是这样子，他就是虽然他有一些迷惑，但是上帝叫他怎么做他就怎么做，上帝现在叫他向南走他就向南走。
When the Holy Spirit said to Philip, like, I want you to, you see that carriage over there? I want you to, you see that guy in that carriage over there? I want you to run alongside of that carriage.
圣灵告诉腓力说，你们看到那个马车在那里走，你就靠近那马车，你就跟着他走就对了。
And Philip, like, okay, I will run alongside of the carriage.
腓力就感觉说，好了，你这样说，我就跟你这样做了。
It's just strange instructions to me. It just feels a little, I don't know, it feels a little bit odd to me.
看起来好像感觉上是非常奇怪的，有些好像不太合理的事情。
Because I was once in Lansing, in Lansing. I was at the Capitol building.
我有一次到这个我们这边州政府所在的地方 Lansing。
And my daughter was doing a school project. She was in, she and many other schools were invited to the Capitol building to present their projects on technology.
我的女儿和很多其他的同学，还有别的学校的，就到兰辛州政府去，展示他们所做的学校的功课。
And so we're at the Capitol building, and some of us even go, oh, you know, maybe we'll see the governor, you know, see Governor Snyder.
我去的时候我想啊，不知道今天也许我碰巧会碰到那个我们的州长 Snyder。
And so, you know, we're not expecting to see the governor come along, but sure enough, Governor Snyder comes walking down the hallway.
但是我也是这样想想而已，我想我大概是只是也不会看见他的。
And he has, you know, he has his entourage. He's got the Secret Service around him.
我果然看到那个州长 Snyder 就过来，他有很多的那个就是安全人员在他的附近。
And, you know, he stops, takes a few pictures with the kids and, you know, and, takes some photo opportunities.
他又是跟一些孩子啊就在一起照相，然后就是。
You know, but when I hear the story of Philip, like where Philip is like instructed to run along the side of this chariot, it feels like God would be telling me, go run along the side of the governor. I mean, I'm like, you want me to move alongside this, of the governor of Michigan.
我想到这个腓力的故事，我就想啊，他走在这个马车旁边，我也感觉我应该好像上帝应该讲告诉我走在这个州长的旁边。
Like I can't imagine that kind of instruction of you know, go north, and then when you get there, when you get to the Capitol building, you see this official, and you're just like, just go ahead and run alongside him, jog in place where the governor is at.
他向南走，你知道，像这个腓力，你知道，不知道怎么回事，好像我当时，你知道，他说，哎，我应该好像靠近这个州长的旁边。
But that is the kind of instruction that Philip was receiving. It just, he was a real person, just like we were, and so I imagine for him, He's also like, okay, I hear something from you, God. I hear your spirit impressing something upon me, so I'll just do whatever you say. Whatever you say, I'll just go ahead and do it.
菲利也是像我们像我一样是个普通的人，但是上帝告诉他的时候，你要靠近这个马车的时候，他说好的，我就听你的话，我就靠近这个马车。
So church is the same as you, same for you. I mean, do you have a sense that sometimes that the Holy Spirit is giving you instruction, that you have an impression that may not even sometimes may not even make sense. It may not be like I don't know why you're asking me to stand over there or move over there, talk with this person. I don't understand why I'm going. Do you ever have that? Do you ever experience something, some impression of the Holy Spirit?
你们自己不知道有没有这个经验？好像圣灵也是跟你说话，叫你做什么事情，要碰某些人跟他讲话。
It is what I've been trying to work on in my own relationship with the Lord.
就是要他要告诉我，凭着我们自己要。跟别人去对话是。
I've been trying that when the Lord speaks, when I sense the Lord speaking, that I just obey immediately, that I just do.
如果上帝告诉我要做什么，我就遵照他的话去做。
I'm the kind of person that would probably be more like I don't understand or I'd ask the questions, but I'm trying as a follower of Jesus. I'm trying to just go, hey, if you tell me something, I'll just do it. I'll just go ahead and do it.
我就是接受他给我的指示，上帝告诉我做什么，我就去做。
Just a small example. So, a few weeks ago, it was spring break.
这是一个小小的我们的那个举例子。很多几个礼拜前有一个那个学校放假。
And I'm in the Word, and I'm in the Word, and I'm praying. And I have this sense that God's prompting me just make some contacts with a few people, just like the Lord maybe brought a couple people to my mind.
我就有着圣灵感动，神要叫我和许多人就是跟他有联系。
You know, and whenever I contact someone I don't know, for whatever reason I'm contacting them, I don't know if they will respond positively to me. Like, I don't know how a person will necessarily respond to me.Whether it be something that I'm going to be talking to them that's like it's hard to talk with them about, or whether it's just reaching out, like I want to make an invitation or invite you to something. I don't know how the person will respond. I just know. I just had a sense like, well, I think this is the Lord who's speaking to me, and so I'm just going to go ahead and contact them.
当时我想，我和这些不认得人讲话的时候，我不晓得他们反应是什么，也许他们是很负面的，你知道。但是神告诉我这样做，我就照他的意思这样做。
And my conversation with the Lord was like this. I'm like, Lord, I don't actually know how these people will respond. When I contact them, I don't know how they'll respond, but it's not on me. What I hear you saying is just to go and make a contact with them. It's not on me. It's not my responsibility to make them respond any particular way. All I hear you saying is just to communicate with, talk with them.
但是我的感觉就是说，我不晓得后果是怎么样情形，这些人是怎么样反应。但是上帝叫我这样做，我就去这样做了。
And so what I'm working on, church, what I'm working on is if I have a sense of impression of the Holy Spirit, just that I just do it. I just go for it.
当圣灵感动我的时候，圣灵告诉我怎么做，我就跟着他做。
Now, of course, the question is always like, well, Brady, is that just you talking to you? I mean, are you just telling yourself to talk to these people? You know, it's always like, is that what's happening here?
你们想想是不是就是我跟自己讲话呢？是不是
？And church, honestly, sometimes I don't know. Like, I don't know. Is that the Spirit or is that just me speaking?
实在我告诉你们，我也不知道是不是和自己讲话。
But I know that if it is somehow, if the heart behind it, if the heart behind it is rooted in what the Bible says, what the Lord, His heart, then I'm like, it's okay either way. Either way, I know that His heart is behind it.
但是我在圣经读圣经的时候，我就知道上帝会告诉我是怎么样做的。
And so here's one of the keys. Look, if we want to position ourselves, if we want a new work of the Spirit in the church, in our families, personally in ourselves, in our work, then one of the things that we must practice, is to obey the Spirit of the Lord, just as we hear the Lord speaking to us.
但是我知道，不管在我个人上，在工作上， 在 各个家庭上各个地方我就是要 遵守神告诉我怎么做我应该怎么做
Just like Philip did, he was told to run alongside the carriage. He is not sure why. He sees a person there. He sees an Ethiopian in the carriage, but he's not sure why. And so he runs alongside the carriage.
所以呢就像菲利不知道怎么回事圣灵告诉他在马车面前对这个这个非洲的这个这个太监叫他这样跟着马车走他就跟着走。
But what I notice is that God will only bless us, will only experience this new work if we follow the one instruction that he gives us. If he gives us one instruction, we follow that instruction, that one instruction, and then he'll give us more.
所以我们知道当圣灵告诉我们上帝叫我们这样走的时候我们就跟着他走我们就会知道将来是怎么样子的。
Like if Philip would have said, I'm not going to go south. Or if Philip would have said, you know, I'm going to wait for a month and then I'll go down south on the road. I don't know if he would have experienced this new work of the gospel going out further.
假如腓力有另外的想法就是说我现在不愿意去这样做我不到南边去或者我不知道我等几个月我再去你知道就教会的发展的情形就完全不一样的光景。
It's not that we church can stop this new work of the Spirit, a work of the Spirit. If God wants to do something, it's not that if we don't obey, then that work will not happen. It's just that we may not experience the blessing. He'll use someone else. He'll accomplish what he desires to do. It's just we won't get to like, be a part of like, what he's doing.
我们的教会是不会停止圣灵的工作的话，如果我们不做的话，神会用别人去做的。
So you may be, right now, you may be in your hearts, in your prayer time, you may be praying for something new. You may be praying for a new work.
现在在你自己，我不知道你们的处境，现在你也许在祈祷，你希望有个新的工作，比如说。
Like, deep in your heart, you're praying for a new work in your family. Or you're praying for a new work at your, place of where you work.
所以也许你是为这个家庭里面有新的动向，有新的工作祷告。也许可能为你工作的地方，你想换。
And these are right desires. These are right desires. If you are praying for to be an influence at your place of work, like I want to see a new something happen, a new work in my coworker, or a new work at my boss, or a new work in me. At your place of work, these are our right desires. This is what we want.
这是非常好的想法。假如你愿意用你的影响力去影响你的同事，影响你的老板。
Or if you are praying for like a new work of the Spirit, like I just, Lord, you're calling out because you need a new work of the Spirit in your family. In your family, I need a new work in my family. My, you know, whatever it is, whatever the case may be.What we need to do is like whatever we hear at that moment. If we don't obey what we hear at the moment, we can't expect God to continue that work to move us forward.
不管你的祷告是哪一个方向，假如你是正确的话，上帝会带你所应许你的祷告。
The Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says don't stifle the Spirit.Don't quench the Spirit. If the Spirit speaks to you, don't like shut the Spirit down. Don't push down the Spirit. If you hear the Spirit impressing something in your heart, don't go, later, later, Lord, later, I'll do it later.
保罗在他的帖撒罗尼的书信里面说千万不能灭绝圣灵。
Don't resist kind of the supernatural work of what the Spirit might be doing.
不要拒绝他给超自然的指示给你。
So the question for you, that one of the questions that I want you to think about as you leave this morning, we're not finishing here, but I want you to think about this question is what has the Spirit been prompting you on?
但是我们继续往下念，请你们把脑筋里面想一想，应该是怎么样的情形，怎么样的圣灵在我们身上工作。
Is there some small instruction that the Spirit has been prompting you on? Someone that the Spirit has been asking you to talk to, something the Spirit has been asking you to say that you've been pushing off, that you've been like, later, some other time.
是不是当圣灵告诉你应该怎么做的时候，你是不是脑筋留印象，你想停留下来拒绝圣灵的工作，要等一下，那不要这么快，是不是有这种想法？
Or is it the case that you're like, hey, whatever the Spirit says, whatever I feel, whatever I sense the Holy Spirit doing that's rooted in the Word of God, that has the heart of the Lord, whatever that is, yeah, I'll do it. Even if sometimes it's like, I don't understand why, per se.
还是你另外有一种想法，你虽然觉得很奇怪，圣灵为什么叫你这样做，但是你还是照着他这样的方法去做。
Obey the Spirit of the Lord. Here's the second point.
这是第二点的。
If we want to position ourselves, if we want to go, hey, I am posturing myself, I am kind of as a church family, as your own family, as your personal walk with the Lord,I want to make myself or position myself to be ready for a work of the Spirit. We want to reflect the heart and the desires of the Lord.
这里要我们回馈到上帝对我们的旨意。上帝叫我们做什么，我们应该怎么样去做。
At the beginning of the message, we looked back at Genesis and we said, look, we noticed that like already God had this heart for all people, all nations. He already had that heart 2,000, now 4,000 years ago. He was like,I already want the church to look like this and to be like this, to be worshippers in front of me, all nations, all languages, all tribes. That's what I want it to be.
我们刚刚不是已经看到创世纪在对今天讲讲已经四千年前的事情，上帝已经给我们人类不同的种族、不同的文化的人有这么大的旨意。
And again, we move forward and we saw what it was going to look like. Revelation 7 says a clear, well, at least a somewhat clear picture of what it would look like.
我们再往前看，就是我们可以看很清楚的一个图画是什么样子。
And the reason why Philip was a part of this new movement of the Holy Spirit was his heart was already leaning in that direction. He was already like, hey, I'm in Samaria now. I'm already moving in that direction. I have the same heart as you do, God. I want to see all nations, even though they're Samaritans, that we don't connect. Jews and Samaritans don't connect. That there's a lot of differences between us. It's okay. It doesn't matter. Because you know why? Because my heart...What I want is what you want. What my desires are reflect your desires. And so it's like I'm already leaning in that direction. So God is like, hey, you're leaning in that direction. You have my heart. I'll be glad. I'll be so glad to use you.
腓力当时的想法就是说，虽然犹太人不喜欢撒玛利亚人，但是他顺从上帝意思，继续到撒玛利亚去。那个上帝就说这样做的对，你知道，你就是推展我的旨意在地上的。
You know, if we look at the actual story, it is quite striking in some ways of like how Philip would be where he was, talking to an Ethiopian eunuch.
我们所以就看到这个故事里面，会圣灵告诉腓力怎么去跟这个太监讲话。
I'm sure as he was connecting, as he was running alongside the Ethiopian, and then as he got into the carriage, I'm sure it felt like it was quite different. The two people, the Ethiopian and Philip, a Jew from Jerusalem, it probably looked and felt quite different.
我们看到这个图画，这个腓力在他马车旁边走的时候，他也会觉得有不同的感受，因为它完全是不同的文化和这个太监，你知道，不同的语言。
I imagine it was a different feel because it was when Philip sat in the carriage with him, they probably dressed differently. I imagine that the Ethiopian spoke not only maybe Aramaic or Hebrew to converse with Philip, but he may probably.Of course, probably spoke another language as well.
我们不晓得这个太监和腓力是怎么讲通话的，因为也许是讲亚兰话，也许讲希伯来话，或者是另外不同种语言。
Not only that, but the Ethiopian was of high authority. It was also wealthy.
而且这个人不只是这样，这个人是很有权势、很有钱的人。
From an earthly perspective, when you put those two together.They were extremely different. They had probably nothing. We have nothing in common. You're wealthy. I'm just kind of regular. You're Ethiopian. I'm Jewish. We have very little of anything to talk about. Anything in common. Like there's no like natural connection that would be there.
在我们世俗人的眼光看起来，这两个人完全是没有关系的。一个是犹太人，一是一说欧皮的人，他们在文化上各个种不同。一个人是很没有钱的，一个人是很有钱的。
But what Philip had, what Philip did have is he had the desires and the heart of the Lord. He's like, I see him, and I see what you see, God.
腓力在他脑筋里只有一个意愿，就是上帝叫我怎么做，我跟你的想法完全是一样的。
When God sees someone who is seeking him, someone who is searching from him, it just reminds me of what great lengths God will go to when he sees someone is like looking for him. And this Ethiopian was one who was like, he was looking for God.
当这个以索比亚的太监，我们也可以看到他也是寻求上帝。
And the Ethiopian and Philip did have one thing in common.
他们两个只有一点相同的。
Both of their hearts were like, we're both open to Jesus.
他们都是敞开他们的胸怀，愿意接受主耶稣基督。
Look with me in verse 31.
看看我们23节怎么说。
So what happened was Philip was running alongside and he noticed that the Ethiopian was reading from the prophet Isaiah, and he asked him, understood what he was reading. The man replied this. The man replied, how can I understand this unless someone instructs me? And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this. He'd been reading in Hebrew. He was reading, he was led like a sheep to the slaughter. And as a lamb silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, was the prophet, was Isaiah talking about himself or someone else? And so this was the same, with this same scripture, Philip told the good news about Jesus.
我们看到这个从31节开始，他说没有人指教我，我怎能明白呢？于是请腓力上车与他同行同坐。他所念的这段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人口中无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能诉说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。
You see, because the Ethiopian had a heart, he was like, I am seeking. And because God is like, hey, anyone who seeks after me, anyone who's looking for me, I will make sure, I will never hide myself from someone who's revealing, who's looking for me. And because Philip was also like, I have the same heart, the same desires you have, God made sure that Philip and this eunuch could come together and like, and share the gospel together.
上帝就是说他在他彰显他自己的时候，他绝不会躲藏起来。腓力现在向这个太监传主耶稣的时候，他也是一样展开他们的胸襟去接受主耶稣基督。
What great lengths God will go to, what great lengths God will go to reveal himself to people who are looking for him.
所以这是上帝非常大的胸怀，愿意接受任何人到他面前来。
I'm so often amazed at God's initiative towards people.
我常常很惊讶，上帝都主动来找我们。
God's heart to for people to know Him is revealed in just so many unique ways.
真的有不同的方法使我们认识上帝。
My friend Tua, his name is Tua Tao. He's a pastor at City on a Hill Church in Warren.
我一个朋友在Warren, 他的牧师叫 Tota.
And some time ago, we were together, and he was sharing with me how God's spirit was at work in one of the women in his church family.
他常常我们在一起，这个牧师就跟我分享，你知道他们教会里面的这个一个妇女。
And he was just sharing just bits and pieces of. I know how God was revealing himself and how he was at work in the church and in this sister.
他常常就提到这个妇女，他常常跟我讲他详细的情形。
Her name is Sadia.
她的名字是 Sadia.
And I invited her to share with us this morning just portions of her story.
Okay, 我今天把她邀请来了，和我们一起分享她的故事。
Of how she came to know Jesus.
她怎么会认识主耶稣基督？
So Sadia and Susan, could you guys come on up here?
请 Sadia 和 Susan 上台。
Hey, could you guys, church family, could you welcome them? There you go, Sadia. Sadia, you can sit here, right here. Yeah, and you can hold this. Yes. So it's Sadia and is it Dule?
Duale.
Duale. Okay. Okay, good. Well, Sadia, thank you for being here. I know Sadia's like, I'm so nervous to share my story. But I'm just so glad you're with us this morning. Maybe you could just share with the church, just start out small. Just share just where you're from, where you grew up.
My name is Sadia. I come from Somalia. And I come when I 11 years in Kenya, and after Kenya, I get to my kids, girl, and after that, I get my. I come from Malaysia, after Malaysia, Thailand.
Sadia, can you tell us a little bit about just what life was like for you, just growing up, just maybe some, any of your memories growing up?
In where, Kenya?
Yeah, either Kenya or you said Somalia, Kenya, Malaysia.
Yeah, I stay in Somalia. I was small, and Somalia don't have Christian people, and they have, but I never saw them. They hiding, and when I come to Kenya, I know they hiding because they cannot say they wear Muslim clothes, and you cannot understand it was Christian. Because if they say they are Christian, they kill. So, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I hear you saying is in Somalia and in Kenya there were some Christians, but many of them were hiding or underground because of.
The Somalian when I come in Kenya. And they talking in the YouTube, and I saw them. They have other friends. They told me because they saying, and when we are staying inside their house, they are pray. But when they saw our other Somalian Muslim, they coming home, and they doing it's not Christian, it's Muslim. So because they pray, they kill, and. When I am small and I hear and Christian, then I don't understand what is Christian, and I asking my small friends, and then they told me, don't say, and if you talk about Christian, you will die. Then I am not afraid. I stay again. I ask my family. In my family, they say, and it was not here Christian. Christian, it was in other countries, and like in America, Europe, some, like this. They told me.
Okay, so you were warned in Somalia and Kenya not to talk about Christianity because if you talk about Christianity, you're at risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Then I really want to meet the Christian. I really want to see. I I am not thinking Christian is like this. No, I think it's different with other people.
Okay. What did you think it was like? What did you imagine?
I asked.
You didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what Christianity is like.
Yes, I don't know. Then I was small, and then coming our American soldier and coming to Somalia.
Oh, okay.
Then they will come in our house, and they have a gun. They looking for a gun in every houses. Then I stand up, I'm looking them. It's too white. And I say, what is this people? Then my brothers say, you looking for Christian? Is this Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, oh, okay, it's nice. Then I start to looking all the time and coming outside. They sitting outside their house, and I looking, and I don't know the Christian is like it's religion.
Uh-huh. Oh. Did you think it was just mainly just a cult, like a Western, like just anyone who's American, any soldier might be Christian?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Then.
Uh-huh. So your friend said, hey, there's a soldier. They're from America. They're Christian.
Yes.
You want to see them? Go talk with them. Okay.
Yeah, I really want to talk with them, but I don't understand that time. I don't know English.
Okay.
And I was small, but I really want to talk to them. But I'm afraid so much for my family and for other people, Somalian, who was watching me. Mm. So, and after that, I say they bring to us our food and give my mother, she's cooking, and they ask him what she's cooking, she don't understand, then they give money, and then I say, so nice, and I love to ask him what is Christian.
Okay, you would love to, but you didn't though, did you? You didn't ask, because you were like,
I don't know English,
and I don't know how to...
I don't know English, and I don't asking, I'm afraid, too much afraid.
Yeah.
And yeah. After that, when I was 11, I ran away from Somalia, mm-hmm. because of my family problem and problem of Somalia. And I come to Kenya, and when I come in, I don't know even the car. I never go with a car. Mm-hmm. So it's my first time. I just walk by my leg to Somalia, Kenya. Then when I come to... when I come to Kenya, to Somalia, it's in camp, refugee camp, but I don't know what is the camp, what is they saying. So, and I saw line for people, half line, many people, then I go, I want to see what they're doing. Then one woman, she asked me, where is your family? I said, I don't have my family. Then she said, come stay with me. Mm. Because everyone, they have something to take food. So she wanted to take many food. And I stayed with her. Then she said, how many kids you have? Then she have 3 kids, me. Then she said, and this was my baby girl. Then she take other food for me. Then when we come in the houses, I saw a very big bus, uh-huh. stay people going. Uh-huh. Then I follow the people and I go to bus.
Okay.
Then after that, I come to Mombasa.
Okay, 11 years old, that was happening. So it was really scary because you're 11 and... you don't have your family, and you're in a new country, and you're in a place for refugees, and you somehow are connected with a family, right? A family.
I mm-hmm. the family I saw, it's I don't know. I just saw.
Were they Christian or they?
No,
just a family just helping you out.
I don't know if they're Christian. I don't know. It's I. I don't think he was Christian because she's Somalian.
Okay.
She's from Somalia. It's many Somalian and other people, they come Somalian, but just, they're all Muslim and waiting for food. So when I saw the bus, I go to inside the bus, and I just sit, and bus go. When they go bus, and we come bar for police, and police stop the bus and asking everyone our ID.
Okay.
And asking me, where is your ID? And I don't understand what he's saying.
How did you feel? You're 11. I mean, were you just scared out of your mind? I mean, were you just like, I'm just scared out of my, like, I just want to go home? Like,
I prayed. Yeah. I prayed, but and I doing strong. And I prayed, and I thinking where I am going.
Yeah, like.
Where I am going, yeah.
You don't know where you're going.
I don't know where I am going. And I just saying, God will help me. Mm-hmm. And I go to, when asking me the ID, the man, I just look and he asked me, where's your family? And when he say family, I understand, but I don't know what is other. Then I quiet, I'm not talk to him. Mm-hmm. Then asking me ID and I quiet. And man, some man was near to me and say, and you see, she's baby, she's underage. She don't ask in our ID.
Yeah.
Then he say, okay, where is her family? It's you. And he say, no, I don't know. Uh-huh. And they say, okay, stop the bus. We want to she come down.
Yeah. Then, now, how did you, so that's how did you move then from Kenya to Malaysia, right? Malaysia was the next place you lived?
Yes, to Kenya and Malaysia.
Yeah, and how did you were with that family, so how did... Okay, maybe you can use that.
So for Sadia, where she's from, there was a war zone happening. There was a war happening, and she was so scared, terrified. So at 11 years old, all she was thinking is, I need to get out of here. I want to be away from this war. And that's what led her into just leaving her family, going into, you know, just following people, wherever people was going, she was just walking there. Eventually ended up in this bus that she was talking about. And this is this bus that's headed to Kenya. And so she's 11, has no idea where she's going, but all she knows is that I need to get away from this war. I need to go somewhere safe.
And then from there, like, if you're fleeing and the bus takes you and you don't know where it's going, what causes you to go to Malaysia? Like, what in your story caused you to move to Malaysia?
To Malaysia, I do work in Kenya, doing cleaning and keep my money. And when I get my kids, I thinking to move in Kenya because of my brothers. And they say, we know you are Christian kids you have, and we cannot see it, we cannot go with the friends, and I will feel better when I kill you, if you die, and I no more bad sister. Then I really worrying too much, and I want to move a goal. And I stay in Mombasa, I go to Nairobi for my friend, and I tell my story. I say, my brothers want to come in Mombasa, kill me, and I don't know where I go. And she told me, I saw some refugee come half in Malaysia. So go to Malaysia. Then I say, how can I go to Malaysia? I don't know. Then she showed me and some place to get ticket, and I go.
So a large part of your story is just looking partly just for safety.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just safety is what you're seeking. Like, a place to be that's safe and that you can have peace or rest away from.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And I come to Malaysia, and it's so different, Africa and Malaysia. Uh-huh. So I saw a big airport. I don't know where I am going, and I really want to sit down and start. I have to, very small, my daughter, she was 6 months, and another one, 4 years. So I really want to start to cry in the airport, and I don't know where I go. After I saw one family moving, I say, please, I want you help me. I don't know how to go outside, and can you show me? Then she say, okay, come on, come with me. And people, they going for left. I don't know how to go to left. And I say, I'm not going. I want to go to stair. And
oh, like an elevator? Oh, okay. You're like, I don't know. I've never seen an elevator before. I don't know how to do this. Okay. Uh-huh. No. So you wanted the stairs.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I come in outside, and then I told their family, if from Somalia, I told them, and I don't have, and I don't know anybody here, and please, I want to and stay with you for 2 days, 3 days until I know here. Then they say, we also only going for friend, but and let me talk to my friend with me, come with me. And I go with her. Then the friends, she's staying for long in Malaysia. She say, and where is your husband? I say, I don't have a husband. And where is your family? I don't have the family. And who pay for you bill and whatever you want it for your kids? Because here in Malaysia, it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. Then I say, okay, I don't have. Can you look for me job? And then she asked me, if I look for you job, who look for your kids? Uh-huh. And I'm really stuck crying all day. And after that, she told me, and go to Thailand. It's better for you, Thailand. And it's not.
But didn't you just arrive in Malaysia?
Like,
I mean, so you were looking for a refugee camp. You have no home, no job, and no family, no friends, really.
No.
And you just ask for help, basically from a stranger.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. Okay, so any Somalian family, you just go, can you help me? Like, I just need anything. Uh-huh. And so then she said, even though you had just arrived in Malaysia, she said, you can find help in Thailand.
Yes, and I come Thailand. And when I come Thailand, I thinking to go church, to pray.
Go to church.
Yeah, and church before, I don't know when I stay in Somalia. I know when I come to Kenya.
What made you think of church? Like, what made you think of church? Like, I think I'll try church.
Church,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah. What you arrive in Thailand, what made you think, maybe I'll just go to a church?
Yes. And Thailand is so big, and I don't know where is it. And I prayed and Somali people to ask him that. And when I come, I stay with Somali family, and this they say we are full, and you can sleep in the balcony, sleep with my kids in the balcony. And morning time, I go to in UNHCR, and they told me write the paper and put there. And I write the paper and they put there, and they call me. And when they call me, I 8 o'clock come to the office in UNHCR, and I go there, and First, they told me, don't tell, and they asked me that Somalian people, this kid is not Somalian, where they come from. And I told them where they come from. Then they say, don't tell the UNHCR. If you tell the UNHCR, they take away from you.
Oh, the UNHCR, your kids.
My
your kids,
kids,
your
yeah.
kids, they said your kids are not Somalians, don't look Somalian. So yeah. tell the UNHCR. They'll take the kids, okay.
Yeah, they take for your kids, and don't tell the kids is Russian or where they were from. They just say, my kids is from Somalia. Then I say, why they take my kids? And I need only they help me. Then they say, the kids is not Somalian, that's why they take away for you. Then I say, oh, what I say Somalian. So we have white Somalian. So they say that Somalian white. So I say, okay. When I go there, I meet some man and ask me about my life. Then ask me about the kids. Then I want to tell him true, but and I afraid to lose my kids, and I start crying and I stand up. I say no, I want to go away, and I run and they catch me and say, and come down, please, and tell me what is your problem. Then I say I'm from Somalia. It's Somalia. My kids is from Somalia. Okay, he write. Then they say, okay, go home. And I told them I don't have any place to stay. Then they say, they sent me another place. The place I'm looking for, they sent to me. And I go. Then when I go to that place, I ask the Somali people, they don't want to take me any place for help. And only one boy Somalian, I ask him, please take me. Then he take me to GRS. GRS is very, very big church.
So was that your first connection with the church, with Christians?
Yeah, but I'm really when I see the church, I'm happy. But it's nobody, no stay there. I just go to office and I meet one lady. She's from two lady, one from America, one from Italia. Then they ask me about all my life, and I told them. Then they give me money to get house.
Okay.
And not first they say this money take house. Then after they say no, this money keep it and make your bill, and we come to you tomorrow, and we take you look for house. Mm-hmm. Then after that, they ask me, kids, it's not Somalian. Can you tell me true? Then I say, no, it's Somali. Then they say, okay, you will tell me when they go. Then I come, and I'm really worrying and thinking too much, and I want to tell them true, but I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Then after that, when I come home, they come in like tomorrow and take me to place. It's Muslim and Somali, a lot, many Somalian. And the man is coming and say, they told him this girl, she's Somalian and she have these two kids. And the kids not with the father, so can you please give her house? then say yes. And he give me one room, and I stay in their room. Then Somalian, they start to make me problem. And they want to take me out their house. And they go to the man, he's from Thailand, and he's a Muslim. And he say, they told him, she's a Christian, and our kids Christian, it's not Somalian kids. And she's saying it's Somalian, but it's not Somalian. And many Muslim people need house and don't have a house. So why you keep their Christian kids in this house? Then he say, no, wherever she are, she will stay in the house. Then he go to Saudi Arabia, and he left the place, his sister. Then he loved my kids, and all the time he give something. Then he was not...
Is that the Christian... Christian man, or is that the Muslim?
It's the Muslim man. Uh-huh. Then Somali people, when they he go to Saudi, they come in his sister and say, because they told him he's Christian and he don't listen. So they say she smoke, she drink front of kids, and she make noise, she do this. So she's not good. Please, your brother, he don't listen. We tell her about her. So can you take out this? We don't want to stay a woman Christian smoking, drinking. Then she say, and this is now my business. This is for my brother. Keep for her here. So until my brother come in, I am not doing anything. Then he come in. When he come, he call me. Then I go and he say, did you smoke and drinking? And I say, I'm not smoke and drinking. Please, can you put in camera in your room? Then you would see everything. Because these people, they're not happy for me, and they're not happy for my kids. That's why they want to take me out. Then he say, okay, go you stay home. And I go to a church people, and that girl, Italian and American, I told them, I crying, I told them what they do to me and Somali people. Then they call the man Muslim and talk to them and say, if she's drink, if whatever she was doing, we are bring her there. So we don't want any problem for her. Then we don't have a food and anything, and I'm really shy to ask them food. Then I go with the bus and go to see a small church and go there and sit, and I cry and I pray. And I meet some man there and pray with me together. And when I come back home, and another day I saw many people and come in my house, bring me food and money and something to cook in. Yeah.
So what I understand is that you were part of a household, and then you were kicked out because they made accusations against you, and you were kicked out. And so you went to a... This is the first time. Is that when you went to a church? Is that right? You were kicked out, and you went to a church. How did you know about the church? Like, did you just find a church, and you're like, this is a Christian church? And so...
Yeah, I see the cross.
Oh, the cross.
Yes, and when I go in the UNCR, I stay inside the bus, and I always sit in the window because Thailand is big, and Sometimes you lost.
I see. So that's how you were kicked out. You saw, you were riding on a bus, you saw a cross.
Yeah.
You knew that was Christian. That meant Christian. So you went to that church. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then how did the church respond to you? Like, that was at your first, actually, I remember earlier in your story you said, like, my first interaction was I thought those soldiers would be Christian because I was told anyone from the West is Christian. But these are Christians, and so what was your first interaction? What was it like for you to interact with the church? Did you begin to see Jesus and begin to see Christianity any differently? Or was it still like, oh, I just really need some, I'm just desperate, I need some refuge, some help, something?
I don't understand, but I will tell you how I understand about Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus, they're Muslim people, they call Isa. Isa. So I stay in Kenya, then I hear Jesus, then I ask them, are Muslim people, and I ask Christian people. And after when they told me, and I called my mother, she was in Somalia, and I asked him, Mama, did you know our Jesus? Then she said, why are you asking me? And did you go to our Christian? Did you know the Christian? Then I say, yes, and I want to know. And I want to know Jesus. Please tell me what is the Jesus. Then she told me, and she said, he's our born not father. And his mother, when she get pregnant, he was family upset and thinking she's sleeping a man with not marriage. Then they make her problem, and when Jesus born, he born powerful. Then Israel want to kill him, and then when they want to kill him, he take him at that cross, across him. Then they waiting to kill him, but they say some man watched him. Then God come in and change. God sent an angel, and when he sent the angel, they change in his and Jesus' face, put the other man and put the in the cross and take Jesus up in the God. God take him. And when I asked him, when he take the God, he die or he's alive? And she told me he's alive. And I say, okay, why I believe him he's a son God, because he not die and he's not born with, I'm not see the other fathers. So what they saying are Christian, I believe. Then my mom, she's talking to me, start talk to me bad, and she say, and if you are near to me, I will catch you here, and you will not say it again, and that's so bad, and don't believe it. It's you have to believe our Muhammad. Then I say, Muhammad, he died, and before Muhammad, he was in Jesus, and did Jesus know everything? And what the Christian told me, that is true. But I want to learn for that, and I want to be that.
Okay, so your mom greatly discouraged you. She was, like, very angry that you would consider Jesus. But you noticed a difference because Jesus came alive. He was alive after he was crucified.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I say, I asking, and
you wanted to believe. You said, I heard you say, I wanted to know more. I wanted to believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Even if it made your mother angry.
Yeah. She really upset for me, but I really want to believe him, and I believe so much, and I believe so, and another things for my friends, and when he don't believe it, he don't like to believe Jesus, and family believe. And family go to every morning in church, and he's saying, "Oh no, I don't." When they say, "Let's go," we go. Oh, this is crazy! I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And
so, Sadia, how did it? How did then you finally come to go? I think I want Jesus to. I want to follow Jesus. How did you come to that place where you're like, I want him as my God.
How I come, I was, any problem I have, I'm not showing for anybody, and just I see and go by myself alone and start to call him and pray for him, and whatever I ask him, I see it, and I'm really believe it, and every time in my mind and my heart, thinking too much. That's why I believe I fall off.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And now you're a part of the City on a Hill church family. Uh-huh. And from that church, you came to Hamtramck and continued to be a part, and then got connected with City on a Hill church, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My church. I connected. When I come here, I just want to go to the church and just want to pray. Mm-hmm. And my Jesus helped me asking for help. Uh-huh. But he listened and helped me and sent me my church now.
Yeah.
And I have my church is really, really good people and very nice people, good heart. And I'm not thinking I will get church like this. I just want to go to church, pray. But I'm not thinking I will get a family like this. Mm-hmm. It's my family.
Mm-hmm. A family.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sadia, thank you for sharing your story. I know you were very nervous, and it took a lot of courage just to be up here. But thank you for sharing with us.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. When I hear Sadia's story, I look at her and I think and I hear her story. I look and hear that she wanted just refuge, a place, a family, and God, Jesus has provided that for her and her family. But I also know that that one of the ways that we can, as a church, as a people, as God's followers, to be a part of what the Holy Spirit is doing, is really just to be prayerful and God opening hearts. Okay, we talked about obedience, and we talked about having the same heart where God's like, I just, all nations, every people. I look at Sadia's story, and I say like the lengths that how God has brought her from Somalia all the way here, all of her journey, looking for refuge, looking for a place, and God sovereignly brought her, showed her, revealed himself to her in Thailand, and now here in Warren. It's God's work.
刚刚我看到，就是从桑杰的身上，他从一个撒玛利亚的难民营跑出来，一直跑到从走路11岁的时候到 Kenya 在非洲，然后他又逃亡到难民营，从到马来西亚。然后再到泰国，现在到了美国来。 现在我们可以看到上帝在他身上作为，就是我们刚刚谈到的当初的教会，就是神的旨意在每一个人身上，不同的种族，不同的人类，不同的语言，他都要在他的照顾爱之下来带到主的面前来。
And this is what happened with Philip and the Ethiopian. Let's close out our story and then I'm going to close this in prayer. It says this: as they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is some water. Why can't I be baptized?" He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north in the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there, and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. Even then, Philip continued to be a part of what God was doing, because he just was obedient, because he had a heart of the Lord. He was ready to be used by God. And there was just one who came to know Jesus. So let me close this in prayer this morning. I know we went quite a bit late, but let me close this in prayer to close out this morning. Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you start new works in our lives. That if we listen to you, if we are connected with you, if we obey your word, if we obey you, you will move in us. You are always desiring to do a new work of the Spirit. Your hand is moving not just here, but all over the place. You are active everywhere. Lord, we want to be in line with you. We want to be so full of you. We want that picture that you give to us in Revelation 7 of the church worshiping you, standing shoulder to shoulder, every nation, tribe, and language, calling out to you, worshiping you, giving thanks to you. We, as OCC, we want to move that direction. And we want to be a part of what you're doing. So, Lord, we pray that you use us. Mobilize us. Use us. May we be available to you for your whatever work you are doing. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.